This is 7AD. All right, let's catch up with things happening for our Northwest teams in Tasmanian rugby with Sam O'Keefe, president of the Devonport Bulls. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How are you going?
Going very well. We're getting to finals time for the Tassie Rugby Premiership. We'll start with your Bulls. So a narrow loss last week to Uni.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of a surprise. We're probably a bit struck with injuries at the moment, but that's not to take any credit away from University. They plugged away for the full 80 minutes. Yeah, just really didn't give us the opportunities to play the game we wanted to play, particularly in attack. And defensively, we probably just let ourselves down with our tackling and then just not getting out of the ruck when the ref wanted us to, which resulted in a number of penalties, particularly in the first half. But credit to University. They it was their last game of the season, so they came prepared to play, and I dare say a couple of our blokes probably had finals on our mind, and that probably set us up to not play as well as we would have liked.
Right. So this Saturday you're off to Lonnie to play ladder leaders Launceston. So you guys are second, they're first. That'll be a huge game.
Yeah, we are in finals now. So we play off with Lonnie. Winner goes through to the grand final on the 10th of September. We've had two pretty good hit-outs with Lonnie this year. The first game, we beat them by 1 point. And the second game, they gave us a bit of a lesson. But our boys are definitely very prepared. And, you know, we certainly need the week off. So we'll be looking for a win, obviously. It'll be a very tough 80 minutes. We'll be looking for big games from Jamie Tanti, Ollie Crawford and their leaders, Ruben and Mark. So, you know, things go to plan and we're able to play our game. I think we're probably a pretty tough team to beat, but Launceston certainly have set the standard this year.
All right, so that's at Royal Park, 3 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Saturday.
Right, now on to the Burnie Emus. So they had a win over Harlequins last week. So they're fourth on the ladder and they play Taroona this weekend, who are third.
So that's 3 versus 4. Yeah, the winner will play the loser of 1 and 2. Essentially, what we're looking at is the exact same final scenario as last year. So you'd hope that Burnie would travel pretty strong. They seemed to come pretty good in finals last year as well. So I believe they've got some injury as well that they'll be looking to get people healthy for. But, this is do or die for Taroona and Burnie. Yeah, it'll be a tough game to travel to. Taroona generally have a pretty big home crowd, so Burnie will be going with not much support on the sidelines. But Brett Bentley as coach, he'll steer the ship pretty well, and I've got the confidence that they'll at least give Taroona a fight. I won't predict a winner. I haven't been good at that this year, but they'll definitely give Taroona a massive fight, and it'll be certainly be a game to watch.
Right. So there is a possibility then, just looking at that you could have Burnie and Devonport play in a grand final.
We could, yeah. So that was the same as last year. So
yeah.
With three Northern clubs vying for the grand final, it is likely that we will have a Northern grand final again, which last year's was the first time it had happened. If it's not the first time ever, it was the first time in a lot of years. So, yeah, going back-to-back Northern Grand Finals is huge for rugby on the coast. And, if it were to be a Devonport-Burnie Grand Final, it would be a big day in Devonport on September 10th. But I dare say that even if it is a Burnie-Devonport Grand Final, that the Grand Final wouldn't be on the Northwest. Just with all the logistics that come with Grand Finals, they would probably still prefer it to be closer to Hobart, so I dare say no matter what, the grand final would be in Launceston if it is a Northern grand final.
Right. Okay, let's move to juniors. What's going on there?
So their junior, the under-17s, had a game on Saturday against Taroona. It probably wasn't their best performance. They ended up losing 46-5, but kept Taroona to only 2 scores in the second half. So they probably just took their half an hour to find a rhythm, and we had a couple of key players out. One of them being Hunter Cooper. He steers the ship pretty well in the back line, and that leadership was probably missing a bit on Saturday. But Taroona are a good side, Devonport, well, the Northwest boys certainly rose to the challenge. And in the second half, we saw a much better performance, particularly in defence. Darcy Bevan Duncan, he tackled all game. Dougal Jackson, was just a menace around the ruck. So it was a really pleasing second half. And, yeah, they're going really well.
Very good. Any other news around the club you want to let people know?
We're sitting pretty at the moment. Our Friday night rosters are still going. This week we're playing in Burnie. 3 weeks left of that roster and then rugby's all wrapped up. But we've been very fortunate with the growth in juniors this year and we're hoping we can continue that momentum into 2023.
Yeah. All right, mate, good luck against Launceston this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.